If there's one topic that might have occasionally overshadowed the presidential election on the local scene, it's been lead in drinking water. Approximately 70,000 older homes in Milwaukee have lead service lines, meaning lead could be mixing with tap water. The good news? Some help is on the way. Water filters. Mayor Tom Barrett suggested a couple months ago that people living in homes built before 1951 filter their drinking water. On Monday, local leaders announced the first steps in making Barrett's suggestion a reality. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz was there.
The commissioner of the Milwaukee Health Department, Bevan Baker, stood before a small circle of reporters and television cameras wearing his signature bow tie. The scene resembled an infomercial, but in this case, a very important one. To Baker's right stood a display of water filters, one a countertop unit, the other an electrically powered pitcher.
We've already procured more than 2,000 of these filters, and they'll be evenly distributed from to the north and south side to our two partners here, 16th Street and Social Development Commission.
Later this month, 16th Street Community Health Centers will begin distributing the units to families on the south side, while the SDC will cover the north. Baker says the first priority is to reach families with infants being fed by bottle, as well as households with pregnant women and children under the age of six. Lead exposure can cause developmental disabilities, so it is especially harmful to young bodies. The United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County has helped raise $90,000 for the project. Vice President Nicole Angrisano says a key component was coming up with the right filters.
We looked at a number of different products. A lot of those products are those small ones that you put on the faucet, and those don't last very long and have a lot of filter changes. So we really wanted to find a product that would be the easiest to install, but also treat the most water, and that's what we found.
Organizers will also roll out a media campaign in coming weeks. Health Commissioner Bevan Baker says public education is equally as important as the filters.
We need to work with area family practitioners and pediatricians to make certain that every child get tested three times before three, and any child under the age of six that's in a home with a lead hazard, like a lead service line, still should get tested.
A local company is adding another layer of outreach. A.O. Smith is offering a discount program for residents of the Greater Milwaukee area who don't qualify for the free filters. You can find more information on our website. Water filtration is not a panacea for Milwaukee's thousands of lead service lines. Over time, the pipes must be replaced. First in line are the city's 385 licensed daycare centers that care for children under age six. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.